please. Good morning, everyone. My name is Sunil Kumar. I'm a PhD student at IIIT Delhi, India. Vivek Kumar is the co-author of this paper and he is my advisor. I'm going to present my work, Karma PM Reward Driven Power Manager. So this is the outline of my talk. First, I will motivate the problem statement, then I will motivate our implementation by showing the limitation in the existing approaches. Later on, I will discuss the implementation and experimental evaluation, followed by the summary and future work. So here I wanted to motivate why power management is important in the computing system. So the power demand is steadily rising in the data center. This graph shows that the growth rate of the power demand in data centers versus total power demand globally. Here the x-axis shows the data from 2020 to 2030. On an average, global power demand is increasing by 3% per year on a yearly basis. However, the power demand in the data center is increasing by 15% per year. Going by this rate, it is going to be double in the next 5 years. The second graph presents the average power utilization for different supercomputers across the world. We can observe that the average power utilization of these supercomputers is limited to nearly 60% of the total available power. It shows that the power efficiency of this system, improving the power efficiency of this system is a must. Hardware over provisioning is a widely used mechanism to improve the power utilization of the system by limiting the power usage. So the computing servers are the building blocks of the data centers and supercomputers. These servers are designed to operate within the thermal design power limit, known as TDP, which is the maximum power limit. So how we can do that? So power capping is a software now that helps to limit the power consumption on these computing servers. So let us take the scenario where the data center is being supplied with the 400 watts of power. So now if it uses the server as its TDP, it can accommodate only two servers without overshooting the global power budget. However, if it restricts the power usage by 50% of the TDP using the power capping mechanism, then it can accommodate four servers without overshooting the global power budget. So using the static power capping across all the servers can improve the power utilization, but it has some consequences. So the execution timeline of the two exist scale computing application, job A and job B, executed at peak at 55% of TDP, wherein the x-axis shows the execution timeline and y-axis shows the instantaneous power uses of job A and job B. So here we can observe that the job A runs with the 15 watt less power in the first 25% of its execution. Then it uses the entire available power in the remaining execution. So such a situation arises whenever the job is executing a sequential region when not all the application threads are active. Whereas you can see in the job B always uses the entire available power as all its threads are active throughout its execution. Second graph presents the loss in performance of each application at 55% PCAP. Here y-axis shows y-axis present the execution time of job at 55% PCAP relative to the execution time at TDP. The loss in performance of job A is relatively lower than the performance loss in the job B, which correlates with 15 watt less power uses of job A in its first 25% of its execution. So the variation in the power uses of job A and job B motivate us to run both the application concurrently on the same server, and the same approach has been taken in the existing approaches as well. Co-execution is possible nowadays on the same server due to the increasing number of cores and sockets on the server. So this 15 watts of power which was getting wasted can be saved by running both the jobs, job A and job B simultaneously on the server. To improve the power utilization, existing studies follow a unidirectional power transfer approach where the 15 watts of unused power at job A is transferred to a job B by reducing the PCAP at job A by 15 watts and increasing the PCAP at job B by 15 watts simultaneously. So at the end of the 25% of the execution, job A transitions into the parallel region from the sequential region, where it will require the full power usage. So hence the P cap is reset to the original power cap on both job and remains the same throughout the remaining execution. So this power transfer also affects the performance of job A and B, which can be seen in the next graph, where the performance loss of job B is decreased by 16%. But the performance of job A remains the same. Although this unidirectional power transfer approach is able to improve the overall system throughput by 3.3%, so it is calculated by taking a geometric mean of speed up gained by each application over the baseline, but it is unable to provide the application level fairness. It is because the performance of job A remains the same even though it is donated 15 watts of power for its 25% of the execution. So I'll quickly list out my contribution. So we have taken a different approach, which is a bidirectional power transfer, which is based on the unidirectional power transfer, but it's slightly different. We proposed a Karma PM, a library-based power management system. It's a lightweight daemon process that dynamically profiles the hardware performance counters like power uses, active core counts, and dynamically reallocate the power cap across the job. And it does everything on the fly. It doesn't need to train any ML model. And it shows the oblivious also to the programming, parallel programming models, because we don't need to instrument, we don't need to change the runtime of the parallel programming model to run this. It also enables the bidirectional power transfer between co-running job, unlike unidirectional power transfer. So it proposed a novel reward mechanism that improves both throughput as well as fairness between the application. We have done the experimental evaluation on a quad socket machine, 72 cores, Intel Xeon processor. And we used several exascale scale proxy application, which is ported into three different parallel programming model, which shows that it is oblivious to parallel programming model. Our result shows that the Karma PM can substantially improve the system throughput and application level fairness. So in this slide, I will provide a high level overview of Karma PM to explain the architecture. I will take an example of a dual socket server having two sockets, SOC 0 and SOC 1, as shown in this figure. The Karma PM is launched on the server as a daemon process. Initially, the daemon set the user's specified power cap at each socket of a server. And because the power cap can be applied individually at a socket level only. After applying the power cap on the server, the application job A and job B will be launched at socket 0 and socket 1 respectively by a daemon process. Job A will have its own locality restricted to SOC 0, whereas the job B's locality is restricted to socket 1. The daemon runs concurrently along with both jobs in a loop. While running the loop, it first checks both the jobs are running or not. If it is true, then it records the power uses an active thread count of job A and job B, and then it activates the Karma PM policy, which I will discuss in the next slide. And once it completes the Karma PM policy, it sleeps for the 100 millisecond and wakes up again and repeat the cycle and check whether if the jobs are running or not. If the jobs are terminated, it will terminate itself. So this slide explains the Karma PM bidirectional power transfer mechanism. So in this example, we are considering the power cap 55% of TDP, which is 83 watt, set on both socket. At t is equal to 0, the Karma PM identifies that the job A is not fully utilizing the power as compared to job B due to its sequential execution, which continues for the first 22 seconds of the execution. So here the Karma PM will donate the 15 watts of power from job A to job B for this entire duration. This is similar to the existing approach, which was the unidirectional power transfer approach. However, unlike the existing approaches, Karma PM uses a novel bidirectional power transfer mechanism where it will reward job A with half the power it donated to job B once the P cap reset happens at the end of t equal to 22 seconds. Like this. So here the Karma PM rewards job A by returning the 50% of the previously transferred power to job B, which was 7.54. So we do not return the entire power of the 15 watts because job B will not show any performance improvement in that case. So we transfer only half of the received power. At the end of the t is equal to 24, It will reset the PCAP for both jobs again, and after that it will never have the opportunity to resume the power transfer mechanism across the socket because both job A and job B uses all the available power for the remaining execution. So before going into the experimental evaluation, I'll quickly list out the experimental methodology. We use 8 HPC applications for our experimental evaluation as shown here. We used a quad socket Intel Xeon server. Each socket has 18 cores with a TDP of 150 watt. Using these applications, we created 6 unique mixes in terms of memory access pattern, where 5 mixes are made with 4 applications running simultaneously and 1 mix made with 2 applications running simultaneously. We evaluated the Karma PM using 3 different power caps as shown here. So in this slide, I will present the experimental evaluation of Karma PM using the same mix of job A and job B, which I have been discussing in the previous slides. So this graph shows the system throughput obtained by a unidirectional approach versus Karma PM at, Karma PM is our approach, so versus Karma PM at 55% PCAP. Here we can observe that the unidirectional approach improves the throughput by 3.3%, while the Karma PM enhances the throughput further by 3.2%. It shows that the Karma PM has a better throughput at lower power cap, at 55% power cap. The next graph shows the net performance loss of each application relative to TDP by using 3 different approaches. So the first approach is the baseline, where both jobs run at the 55% PCAP throughout the execution without having any power transfer between the job A and job B, and other two approaches like unidirectional and Karma PM. So here we can see that, however, using unidirectional approach, the performance of job B is increased by 16%. However, the Karma PM improves the job A by 15% using the reward policy, although this result in performance loss of 7% in job B relative to unidirectional power transfer, but still it has performance of up to 9% as compared to the baseline. At 65% PCAP, the performance loss of both job A and B is relatively low in the baseline execution as compared to 55% PCAP due to availability of more power in 65% PCAP. So here, hence the system throughput remains the same for both unidirectional approach and our Karma PM approach, but Karma PM is still able to deliver the application level fairness by improving the performance of job A. Here you can see, in the unidirectional we got improvement only for job B, and now in Karma PM we got improvement for both, where the performance of job A is improved by 4%, which shows the application level fairness, and with minor degradation in performance of job B by 7% as compared to the unidirectional approach. So this slide presents the overall system throughput obtained by the Karma PM and unidirectional approach for all the mixes we had taken for the experimental evaluation. So the last bar shows the average system throughput improvement by unidirectional and Karma PM. So here we can see that this graph presents the results for 55% PCAP, where we can observe that Karma PM outperform the unidirectional power transfer mechanism for all the mixes. Okay, and the Karma PM improves the system throughput across all the mixes up to 22%, and on an average it improves 13.3%. However, unidirectional approach improves throughput only by up to 9% and on an average 4.6%. As I mentioned earlier, in the previous slide, the system throughput remains the same for unidirectional approach and the Karma PM approach as we increase the power cap. So you can see here the same behavior in all the mixes at 65% PCAP, where the system throughput remains the same for unidirectional and Karma PM both. However, it is worth mentioning that the Karma PM provides the application level fairness unlike unidirectional approach. The result for the same is provided in the paper. So I will quickly summarize my work. So hardware over provisioning using the power capping addresses the increasing compute power demand. However, PCAP degrades the application performance. So we can run multiple applications simultaneously in a pair on a single server, which provides an opportunity to reduce the power wastage we had seen in the unidirectional power transfer, but it fails to provide the application fairness. So we proposed a Karma PM approach uses a novel reward power bidirectional power transfer mechanism that improves both system throughput and application level fairness. And in future, we have a plan to extend this Karma PM for heterogeneous architecture, because GPU also supports the power capping mechanism, and there you can also monitor the CPU utilization and power uses. So we can extend this on heterogeneous architecture. Thank you so much for listening. So please ask if you have any questions.